Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, here in the beautiful city of Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. I give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise for who he is on today. Amen. For him just being so good to all of us, for God just making a way for us. Amen. For him being the giver of life. Amen. The maker and creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Isn't God good on today? Amen. As Hebrews 13:8 declares from the word of God, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Amen. I just want to thank God so much for our chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn, who is the founder, who is the apostle over the Sunshine of Faith Ministries. Amen. Number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries in Baltimore, Maryland, the number 1 church and the number 2 church here in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. I thank God so much for Dr. Ogburn. Amen. A great woman of God who is, you know, a great example for us to follow. Amen. Amen. Showing love and help and on the wall for the Lord. Amen. And she don't have a mind to come down. Amen. Praise God. Thank God so much for Dr. Ogburn and all of her family and all of the number 1 church. I thank God also for my husband, Pastor White. Praise God. The pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 church here. Amen. In Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Thank God so much for the man of God. Amen. Our pastor is doing a great job, a great work for the Lord. Amen. And again, a man of God on the wall don't have a mind to come down. Amen. Praise God. We're just so excited to be back with you by way of the blog. Praise God. Amen. To lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. To let the world know that God is still alive. Amen. Amen. And he's on the throne that he will never relinquish. Praise God. Amen. Truly, we just thank God. Amen. Praise God for, amen, the man and woman of God, for Pastor Williams and Prophetess Williams. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Our friends in the Lord. Amen. They are also doing a great work in their ministry here in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. We just thank God for all of God's people, all of God's children. Amen. I tell you, God is so good. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Only someone that doesn't know him. Amen. Praise God. Because, you know, you cannot know the Lord. Praise God. You can't know him and not serve him, because to know him is to love him. And God says that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Praise God. So we love the Lord on today, and we are keeping the commandments of the Lord, striving to do the work and the will of the Master. Hallelujah. Of the Lord who's made it possible, praise God, for us to be alive on today, praise God. Amen, amen. And he's told us in his word to choose life. It's before us, different things come up, and before us is life and death, but he said choose life. Already gave us the answer. Amen. And he's the giver of all life. Amen, praise God. And that life, amen, is what we should strive for. To live for the Lord, live for him every day, because, you know, Jesus has come and given us this life, and that life more abundantly, amen, in him. We have to know and realize that it's in him. Praise God. So we just thank the Lord today, amen, for just being so good to us, amen. And we'll be giving some points of contact at the end of the blog broadcast, amen, so you'll know how you can reach Dr. Ogburn and how you can reach Pastor White. Praise God. And I tell you, we're going to keep living the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Amen. And the Lord has his people in a season. Amen. God, where he is wanting us to stand on his word the more. Amen. It's always been that way, but even the more now, as the time draws near. Amen. And as we stand on the word of God, the Lord is going to move for us. He's already moving for us. He's going to move the more for us. Amen. But we have to stand on the word of God and trust God. Believe him. Depend on him. Rely on him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we just thank God so much for Jesus. Amen. And I know a very familiar scripture, and we covered it yesterday on the Sunday Live, amen, with Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2, amen. Psalm 23, amen. Amen. Remember about King David? Praise God, the man of God who was after God's own heart. Hallelujah. He had his trials and tribulations, ups and downs, and amen, and knew that he was a sinner. But he would repent to God and ask the Lord to help him and ask the Lord to forgive him. Praise God. And that's what we have to do. When we've done wrong and we've sinned, we've got to repent to the Lord. And he is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. But a lot of times, people not only don't want to acknowledge that they've done wrong, they don't want to repent. We must repent. Hallelujah. It's repent or perish. Amen. And as we repent, God is faithful and just to forgive us, and he will give us strength, and he'll put us back on that right track, you know, on that road of righteousness to live for him. Amen. Because we know that nobody is perfect, and nobody has lived a sinless life except for Jesus Christ. Amen. And that our righteousness is but as filthy rags. Praise God. But we have Jesus Christ the advocate. So I'd like to offer unto you at this time the invitation unto Christ. Amen. If you don't know Christ today in the pardon of your sins, amen, you can come to know him right now. You can come to know him right now in the pardon of your sins. Amen. Do what all believers have done and had to do, praise God. And that was to believe that Jesus Christ is the only true and living God, and that he died on the cross for the sins of the world, for my sins, your sins, and just everyone who will ever be born, who's ever been born, praise God. Amen. But you know what? He died willingly. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down willingly. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that God raised him again, raised him from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand. And if you believe that Christ has died for your sins, was raised again on the third day with all power in his hand by God the Father, and you believe it in your heart, then you are saved. Amen. But you know, you can't stop there. You have to go steps further. Amen. You have to find you a Bible believing, living, a Bible teaching, whether man, woman of God, are teaching, preaching, living the word of God through love.
Amen.
Amen. And then you can just continue to work on your relationship with Christ, with God the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and progress on in your walk with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then you will become a greater child of God and be able to witness and tell others of the goodness of the Lord, and that God loves them, and that they can come unto Christ. They can come unto the kingdom, into the body of Christ. Amen. And learn of the kingdom where the promises
yes.
of God rest in his word. Amen. And learn what the promises of God and the blessings of the kingdom, that they are available for you and I as believers now. Yes. While we're here in the earth. Mm-hmm. Not just when we get to heaven, but here in the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So once you're saved, then you become a citizen of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so then you're entitled to the rights and the benefits of being a citizen of the kingdom and a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Reading the word of God. Learning how God operates and what he has for you as a child of God. What he will do, what he's already done. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, and it's just time as children of God, as believers in Christ, in God, it's time for us to live that abundant life and find out more of what God has for us and to reap those benefits through faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Through faith in God. And again, standing on the word. If we go to Psalms 23, the first verse, amen, King David declared, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. That's a message all by itself. Praise God. But what King David had to do was acknowledge that Jesus was his Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how he opened up. Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
That Jesus is Lord. He's in the reigning position. He's king over his life.
Mm-hmm.
He has the say-so. He is the lead. He is the guide. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
And, you know, and then it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
As believers, we have to allow the Lord Jesus to be our shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. We can't be running off trying to do our own thing and living our own way, trying to guide ourselves. We can't do it. We have to acknowledge the Lord as our shepherd and follow him. Follow him. Because he will lead and guide us
mm-hmm.
in the ways and in the paths that he will have us to go.
Mm-hmm.
And our lives will be so blessed. Our lives will be prospered. Our lives, amen, will be what God would have them to be.
Yes.
Because he knows what's best.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Truly, truly, God the Father knows what's best
yes.
for us. So we just thank God so much for just the word of God in Psalm 23. Praise God. You know, and just being a child of God, able to lift up the name of Jesus,
yes.
able to give him the praise. Amen. As Jesus
amen.
Said, they that, you know, in the word of God, it says in the word of God, that they that worship him,
mm-hmm.
worship Christ, worship God, must worship him
mm-hmm.
in spirit and in truth. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It can't be a pretense. It can't be fake. It can't be false. In spirit, see? Because we're spiritual beings. It's got to be done in the spirit, not through the flesh. In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And we know the word of God is it's a living word. It's a living word. It's a right now word. It's a word that will step in and change a life in an instant. When we became, when we accepted Christ and received salvation, our lives were changed in an instant. We left the world of darkness, and we crossed over into light.
Yes,
into the world of light under Jesus' reign. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light. He's our Lord. He's our shepherd. Everything. He's everything to us. He's everything for us. He's our way maker. He's our helper.
Yes.
Our lead, our guide, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we need in life,
yes,
Christ is it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's why it's so important to serve him. That's why it's so important to know him. That's why it's so important to praise him. That's why it's so important to be in a relationship with him. Amen. Because he's good, and he's good all the time.
All the time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And again, we're going to give the points of contact before we end the blog on today. Just a simple message talking about the love of God, talking about Christ being our Lord, our shepherd, the one that's there to help us. It may feel like at times that things are not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are a child of God and Jesus Christ is your Lord and your shepherd, you can trust and believe.
Hallelujah.
You can have that faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the Lord and believe,
mm-hmm,
and know that it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Word of God says many are the afflictions of the righteous,
mm-hmm,
but that the Lord delivers him,
mm-hmm,
out of them all.
Yes.
We've got to keep that trust. We've got to keep that faith,
mm-hmm,
in the Lord. Despite what we face, despite what we go through, we got to keep that trust and faith in the Lord. That's how we're going to be strengthened. That's how we're going to endure. He that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're going to make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've got to keep our faith in the Lord. Amen. Lift him up.
Yes.
Praise him, Kim, every day, because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified, worthy to be exalted. He's so good to us, his children. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to be closing out the blog in just a little bit, but I want to give the points of contact for Apostle Ogburn and Pastor White before that time. Amen. And Apostle Ogburn's telephone number, you can reach the woman of God at area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And you can reach Pastor White, praise God,
863.
At 863.
712-7498.
7498. Amen. Praise God. 863-712-7498. Amen. Call the woman and the man of God. Amen. Praise God. And amen. If you need prayer, if you need counseling, they will be there and are more than willing to speak with you, counsel with you, pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you may have a word from the Lord for them.
Yes. Amen. As we all are helpers one to another.
Yes.
Amen. In the body of Christ, in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just thanking God so much again for the opportunity to be right with you by way of the blog, radio broadcast from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. Number one and two. And on the blog today, myself, Co-Pastor White and Pastor White,
yes.
Praise God, here lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. You know, and God is so good. You just get excited. You feel so much peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you just want to just let somebody know
mm-hmm.
all that the Lord have done for you. Amen. And that's a part within and a part of the witnessing. That's part of the testimony.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we overcome. Revelation 12 and 11, they overcame him
mm-hmm.
by the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of their testimony. The saints of God, the body of Christ, the children of God, us.
Yes.
Amen. That's how we overcome.
Amen.
The blood has already been shed for us. So we have to continue come him. Amen. Psalms 118 and 17. I shall live. You got to testify. I shall live and not die
mm-hmm.
and declare the works
yes.
of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not of myself,
mm-hmm.
not of someone else, but of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
And bless the Lord, everyone. Just a wonderful, powerful message of God from for us on tonight. God used Co-Pastor White to bring this this wonderful message of God's love to us, and we have to remember that the Word of God is showing us and telling us and encouraging us in God's great love toward us. Amen. So we want to live as redeemed people. We want to live a holy, productive life. Praise God. And the only way we can do that is allowing Jesus to be our Lord. Amen. And Savior. Praise God. Amen. And I say aloud, we know God is great and infinite, and there is no match for him. Praise God. But unless we allow him, unless we receive him, amen, he doesn't force us. He could, but he doesn't. Praise God. We have to be willing participants in this great relationship that the Lord God wants to have with his people. Praise God. Each individual person has to be a willing participant and want to be in that great relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as so well stated through the message on this afternoon, you, I, anyone that wants to, that desires to, can have that relationship. So I bless the Lord. I honor our great God. I honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I honor the Holy Ghost. Amen. And give honor to our great leadership on this side of heaven, Dr. Mary of Ogburn. Praise God. And all that are standing with her in our number one church in Baltimore, Maryland. Also, again, to my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Rhonda White.
Bless you.
Here with me in Lakeland, Florida, and with all the Sunshine of Faith, number two church. Amen. But we bless the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. And we bless the Lord also for the great man and woman of God, Pastor Charles Williams. Amen. And Prophetess Williams, his wife. Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord for them. Amen. Just a powerful couple in God. Amen. Love God. Love serving Him. Love His ways. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And when you love God's ways, amen, you'll accept God's will, and God's favor will be upon your life. Praise
amen.
God. So we salute them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just wonderful, wonderful people. We can say our friends. Amen. Mm-hmm. Our family in God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Pastor White.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank God so much again for the opportunity to be with you by way of the Sunshine of Faith blog broadcast. Amen. We're heard every weekday, Monday through Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Amen. And you can reach the blog. Let me get the number for the blog. Amen. Mm-hmm. That you can call in and tell us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, we used to say.
Right.
Amen. Amen. They tell a neighbor, tell a friend on our radio broadcast station. Praise God. Amen. But just continue to lift up the name of Jesus and praise the Lord, for He is truly worthy to be praised. Amen. And I tell you, God is going to bless you. He's going to keep you. He's going to make a way for you out of no way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And, you know, just when in doubt, go to the Word of God, amen, and the answer to whatever you are trying to figure out, whatever you're trying to understand, praise God, it will be right there.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. I'm still kind of looking for that number, but but just continue to praise and worship the Lord and let the Lord know, amen, that you love Him and that without Him you can do nothing, and that with Him, praise God, all things are possible. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 5:30 to hear the blog again from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. I thought I'd be able to get that number, but I don't see it right off of me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
And so do we.
So do we.
And we'll
see you when we see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.